So let's start again. Where are you living now, dear Jeff?
Yeah, I'm living around the corner from Oral Killing Joke. We all live in Prague at the moment. Yeah. And we have a studio there. We have rehearsal place in Prague. And we all, it's a great time because it's after 27 years, we all live very close together. But we have a place in an island off New Zealand, and sometimes we live in Switzerland. Sure. We're always moving.
Yeah. And what about your orchestra activity?
Yeah, I'm starting with Sydney Symphony Orchestra for 1 year. I've just done 4 years with Prague Symphony Orchestra, with London Symphony Orchestra, London Philharmonic, Royal Philharmonic, many orchestras. I've done one whole opera in Italian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did how many records? Two records?
In my life?
No, in orchestra records.
15.
15?
Yeah, 15. Yeah, with string quartets and different things.
Okay. Yeah. Different names.
Oh, different things. Symphonies, yeah. Quartets. And some of it you can find, some of it's harder to find. But slowly I'm centralizing everything.
Which is your favorite classical composer?
I like...
style.
I like certain symphonies, certain things of lots of different composers. Yeah. But listen, if you're ever depressed, you must first of all understand why the young Beethoven, why he wanted to write Schiller's words to music at the age of 17, and when at the end of his life, he did this with the Ninth Symphony. Yeah. If you can understand the words of the Ninth Symphony,
and die Freude.
Oh, it's just
Freude, schöner Götter, Funken, Tochter aus Elise.
When we talk about the brotherhood of man,
This is
great fraternity. He is one of us, Beethoven.
Yeah.
I lived right next door to his house.
Yeah?
In Prague. Where he wrote the Ninth.
He wrote, oh my God.
Yeah.
Take inspiration.
Oh yeah. I have more than this. I have the great privilege of conducting on the same stage as Mozart also.
Oh my God.
Because you see, Prague was Mecca.
Yeah, it was Mecca for
it still is.
Yeah,
that's why I first went there. But when you look at the architecture of Prague, you can hear Killing Joke also.
Yeah.
In a strange way.
So what can you tell us about the last album?
Well, I'm on the new album now.
Yeah, the War...
The War Zones, Well, you know, it's strange. We go to different places and we record. And you think when you see terrible poverty, you're going to write something dark and depressing, but you don't. You end up writing something that's like celebration.
Celebration.
Because you realize how lucky you are.
Yeah.
That's and how short life is. And the most important thing is friends, loved ones, a bottle of wine, some cheese, a loaf of bread, and someone you love.
That's a wisdom, man. Which lineup will play tonight?
Oh, it's Raven.
Raven.
Geordie. Yeah. Me. And one new drummer.
One new drummer.
Yeah, he's half our age. He's 23, and he's the best of our drummers in England. And he's very much family. He's signed up for 5 years, like the army.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm lucky.
So we are very much a family unit.
Yeah. How was the work with Dave Grohl?
Great fun. Dave's a lovely guy. You know, he's a good man, and it reminds you when. You meet people like Jimmy Page or you know, very successful people, that they're just the same. They eat shit and die the same as you, right? They might have a big house, they may be able to afford a big car, their wine may be better, but in the end, they eat shit and die.
Well, what would you say about the big success of The Weight as a song after Metallica coverized it?
Thanks for the money.
Yeah.
It's been good.
Yeah, it's been good.
We needed it.
Yeah? Really?
Yeah, we always need money. So do you.
Yeah, that's true. How is your relationship with London today?
Very bad.
Very bad.
I hate London.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the worst places. You know, I don't like England, I don't like London. My favourite place in England is Heathrow.
Heathrow? Yeah, the airport.
Yeah, leaving. In the first class lounge.
Okay, and what about, what do you remember about London in 76, 77?
Oh, this is a very, very different time. This was a fantastic time. This was a time when everybody was in the group. Yeah. Even if you couldn't play any instrument, everybody played something, yeah. And everybody was in the group. On a Friday, you go into a studio. On a Monday, it was in the record stores. It took 3 days to go from the studio, yeah, into the record stores, and there were thousands of record labels, and it was like a renaissance.
Yeah.
And the wonderful thing about it is that at this time there was no rock stars really.
No.
Yeah, and now it is more rock stars. People who, how many groups were actually walk in front of the stage before concerts and talk. There's not many meet the people and,
yeah,
whose lives are your music and whatever. I'm very sad that everybody wants to be a rock star, and the worst thing is for me is that music really, and singing is for everybody. You know, like after you have a good meal in Italy, someone gets up and they sing a song and everyone feels sad and they sing it. We're losing this.
Yeah.
We're losing this spirit. It's not just musicians and professional musicians, artists that sing and make music. It should be everybody. Yeah. And I really believe in this. You know, like singing to be happy. How many people sing to be happy anymore? Nobody.
Nobody.
We just listen to the radio, we watch the television,
yeah,
we watch DVDs and this tradition's been lost. And in a small way, with Kid and Jug, we are like a folk music.
Yeah.
We didn't have folk music in England, of songs of our fathers.
Yeah.
We didn't have this, so we make our own.
Yeah.
And now we're fathers.
Yeah. And besides, folks means people. I mean,
folk means folk.
Yeah.
It just means, yeah, the music for ordinary music, yeah, of the people. Yeah.
But you think, when you think about punk, you think about punk as a, you know, social reaction?
No, I think about punk in a very individual way.
Yeah.
Punk for me is me conducting orchestras.
Ah, okay.
Punk for me is me being paid by the Queen to work at the Royal Opera House,
yeah,
which I've done. Punk for me is changing the national anthem of New Zealand,
yeah,
or something else which I did. These things are all punk.
Yeah.
Right, punk is just finding your own way, your own individuality. It's not what you dress like. It's not it's not even a sound. It's an attitude.
Yeah,
it's a lifestyle. It's believing in the Renaissance and believing in very much in yourself.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, that's true. And what is the funniest thing that happened throughout the Killing Joke's career?
Oh, there's too many.
Too many.
We're so spoiled. There's so many fantastic things that happen. So many fantastic concerts. Meeting so many incredible people. I think the people that you meet along the way, this is the best thing.
Yeah.
You know, and the experiences you have. Oh, I have too many. Too many. I cannot,
yeah,
explain this. You know, with Kid and Joke or with just music or the total experience of what Kid and Joke has brought me is just fantastic. I mean, here is our little group we're playing here tonight, but we've influenced hundreds of bands, yeah, now, you know. And what I love about it most of all is I've kept my family together.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, some of you must remember, if you love your people, you have to keep your family together. If someone's unhappy, you have to make sure they're happy. You have to make sure everyone has enough money, they have enough food, and they have a good place to stay.
Yeah.
This makes you a man.
Yeah. not being on stage for groupies.
No, I don't buy that at all.
And
we're not a heavy metal band.
No. Manowar.
No.
And what's your favorite band at the moment, or one of your favorite bands from the past and from the present?
Oh, I have to talk about songs, not bands.
Songs, okay.
Right, because I don't love any one artist. Like, I don't love all of Beethoven's work.
Yeah.
I don't love all Mozart's work. I like bits and pieces of,
yeah,
many. And I can think of songs that have really affected Killing Joke Of course, Sex Pistols, we have to say.
Yeah, okay.
We have to, but Public Image also, I think that this was a radical change. The first two Public Image albums. Where reggae music and punk came together, and then this hybrid. The hybrid started. This started a whole new way of thinking about music and no categories.
Yeah.
See, when you try and sell something, they put you in a category.
Yeah.
I don't even like the word punk.
Okay.
Really.
What do you mean by punk? What's the correct? It's rubbish.
What I think about, many people think about punk is fashion.
Yeah, okay.
And this is nothing to do with spirit.
Yeah. But in the dictionary, punk is, it's like...
I haven't looked, it's interesting. Yeah. Well, of course, in the American dictionary it means something different to English.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, you know.
And what do you think about the situation in the world nowadays?
Worse.
Yeah.
Of course it's worse. But my attitude to it, I hope, is a little bit better than my past.
Yeah.
You know, of course everything is fucked. Global warming's happening. It's getting hotter and hotter. There's not enough water in the world.
I mean, after the Cold War?
No. Now we have an eco-meltdown.
Meltdown.
Yeah? It's like to feed the people in the world. No. It's going crazy. And we're burning too much fossil fuel. What do you think is going to happen? The Earth will look like Mars the way we're going.
Yeah?
But the way I think about it is the goal of Killinjoke is two villages in New Zealand and South America.
Yeah.
Two eco-villages.
Yeah?
This we that we work on. Yeah, this is, it's not musical, but it's Killinjoke.
But it's, yeah.
Yeah. And we have sustainable ecosystems. I want biosphere. I want sustainable resources.
Yeah.
This is the idea. I believe in a movement away from the cities to the rural or countryside areas. Because you have a look at Argentina.
Yeah.
In Argentina, there are no banks in Argentina. Everything fucked, right? All through privatization and globalization. There's nothing. Yeah? If you catch fish, you swap it for shoes.
Yeah.
The people who make shoes, they want fish, they swap it for, and so forth. Barter is a way forward also. So we must look at new ways, and we have to look at about getting out of the city. If you want children, you believe in the future, leave the fucking cities, man. The prices are going to go up and up and up. You have to make your own food.
Yeah.
You have to survive on your own. Soon, paper money will mean nothing in the next 5 years. There's got to be a crash, economic crash. It must be. And then what will happen when you're hungry and you want food?
Yeah.
And they still want their money for your rent. What's going to fucking happen?
Yeah, your auntie.
Well, you know, we have to have fucking kill them all.
Yeah. Will people move in these villages?
It's the only way we're going to survive.
Yeah.
Of course, it's the only way we're going to survive. If we can have biospheres that can control the light.
Yeah.
Then, because it's going to get very hot and very bright.
Yeah.
And we must somehow sustain our food resources.
Yeah. And what was the inspiration behind the Love Like Blood video?
The idea of Love Like Blood is when you make art, is to write with your blood.
Yeah.
To write everything with your blood. It is your soul. It is your meaning. It means what you are.
Yeah, but
it's not a concept.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, it's like you cut your fucking blood. You cut your arm, you write with your blood, it's you.
Yeah.
And to die for your art is very, very important also.
Yeah.
To live it.
But the visual aspect of the video, was that inspired by the Soviet Red Army?
It was like the idea of dying for an idea.
But
you must, if you want to study it, really, the idea comes from Mishima, Yukio
Mishima. Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
The ritual suicide.
At the end of the day, we loved his work, and we loved how he lived his life also.
Yeah. And his death too.
And his death was quite perfect.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was amazing.
Amazing man.
Seppuku.
Seppuku. Brave man.
Brave man, yeah. So what about literature?
Literature, where should we start? Where should we start? Well, if we look at England, I think our greatest poet, I love T.S. Eliot, but T.S. Eliot was American.
Yeah.
But he loved England more than he loved America.
Yeah.
So you can be anything. You can be Italian and you can love Bali.
Yeah.
And you can be Balinese if you love it enough. You know, we're free, come on. We're free in this way. But in terms of literature and prose, or there's so many books. I think essential reading would be The Magus by John Fowles.
Yeah.
I would definitely think that this is a novel is great. I would say the first book of Yukio Mishima's Sea of Fertility, which is called Spring Snow.
Spring Snow.
This is the most romantic of novels.
Yeah.
It's better than Romeo and Juliet by Shakespeare. I would say I could just go on forever with books.
Movies.
Okay. Movies. I think Apocalypse Now is still just fantastic. I think The Last Wave. Have you seen it?
Nope.
Yeah, you must see. You must get a hold of a copy of The Last Wave.
Last Wave.
Yeah. By Peter Weir.
Okay.
It's about Aborigine dreaming and tribal. But in the modern day, if you see this movie at the right time, you cry. Great art and great poetry, if it's really great, it can make you cry.
Yeah.
And when you cannot speak, this is truly gifted work.
Yeah, masterpiece.
Masterpiece.
Have you ever done music scores?
Many.
Many.
Walt Disney.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which movie?
Mulan.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did Mulan with Vanessa Mae.
How is doing a music score? Really difficult?
I hate it.
Yeah.
I don't like working with these wankers.
With the Yanks.
I've done a few. I've done a few movie scores, but I don't really like this. No.
How is the technique? You have to synchronize the music?
You have to change the music a lot because of people
who
want to change, and you have to be flexible. I'm not so flexible.
No.
You know, I'd rather be the movie director as well as the writing music score.
Like
next year, next year the movie of Killing Joke is going to reach the world.
Yeah.
Finished next year.
Next year?
Next year. Finished everything. Yeah. So you come and see, you'll see this. And also, the music and acted in The Year of the Devil, which is a Czech movie. But you can find all this on internet.
Yeah, okay. Mm. And so what's the immediate plans for Killing Joke?
Just finish the record,
More
War Zones, and another tour this year.
Yeah. And a final message to the guys, to the people, to the folks?
Killing Joke is a big, big family. And if you understand its lifestyle and the music, you know what? Come and join our family.
Thank you.